My eyes are fully open to my awful situation. I shall go at once to Roderick and make him an oration. I shall tell him I've recovered my forgotten moral senses, and I don't get up and say penny for any consequences. Now I do not want to perish by the sword or by the dagger, but a martyr may indulge in it, a pardonable swagger, and a word or two of compliment my vanity would flatter. But I've got to die tomorrow, so it really doesn't matter.
Silly, I should give you my advice upon the subject willy-nilly. I should show you in a moment how to grapple with the question, and you'd really be astonished at the force of my suggestion. Subject, I shall write you a most valuable letter, full of excellent suggestions when I feel a little better. But at present, I'm afraid I am as mad as any hatter, so I'll keep them to myself, for my opinion doesn't matter.
If I had been so lucky as to have a steady brother who could talk to me as we are talking now to one another, who could give me good advice when he discovered I was erring, which is just the very favor which on you I am conferring, my existence would have made a rather interesting ill, and I might have lived and died a very decent individual. This particularly rapid, unintelligible patter isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter.
This particularly rapid, unintelligible patter isn't generally heard, and if it is, it doesn't matter. This particularly